This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday total victory in Gaza was within reach, rejecting the latest offer from Hamas for a ceasefire to ensure the return of hostages still held in the enclave. Hamas had proposed a Gaza ceasefire of 4.5 months, during which all hostages would go free, Israel would withdraw its troops from the Gaza Strip, and an agreement would be reached on an end to the war. Prince William has returned to his royal duties for the first time since his father, King Charles III, announced his cancer diagnosis, and his wife, Kate, was hospitalized for abdominal surgery, Charles de Ledesma reports.
William has performed an investiture ceremony at Windsor Castle and will attend a fundraising dinner for London's Air Ambulance Charity on Wednesday evening. The 41-year-old heir to the throne temporarily stepped away from public duties last month to help care for Kate and their children following her operation for an undisclosed condition. But Charles's cancer diagnosis earlier this week is putting extra pressure on the royal family, with the King suspending his public appearances to focus on treatment and recovery. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Two blasts near electoral candidates' offices in Pakistan's southwest killed 26 people and injured dozens, local officials said Wednesday, raising concerns over security on the eve of a general election. Pakistan goes to the polls Thursday. Some sound now from the aftermath of one of the attacks. For more stories, you can follow us online at voanews.com or check out our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.